Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Still, your chance to win $1,000 is right now. Text the word CAPE to 72881. Text the word CAPE, C-A-P-E, to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. CAPE to 72881. Good luck. Next chance to win coming up at 4 o'clock every day with Marks and Reese at 3 and then again at 4 o'clock. Eagles and Andy Reid phones. Hang on a second. We'll get right to you. But yesterday, Martin Luther King Day, basketball-like, and the 76ers get a win against the Nets on the road. Ben Simmons looked excellent. He had now we're on the air, so we're keeping track by watching and being on the air, so we couldn't really see everything that was going on. But by all indications, he really carried the team because Horford looked all right, I guess, but everybody else was kind of like, eh.
No, I mean, it was a good game. Ben was aggressive. You know, he was able to get down on that low post, work the paint area.
Right.
So I think he was, 11 for 14 or something like
but
that?
But he played 12 of 14 and then 10 of 14 from the line.
Okay, yeah.
So he
12 of 14, yeah. So they were mostly dunks and layups and this little – flip shot.
His float.
His little floater that he throws up there. That one, he threw one up there. I'm like, man, that was a bank shot almost at the top of the backboard. It went in, but I'm like.
So here's the problem with it. What position was he playing yesterday?
4 and 5.
Yeah, I mean, he was playing the position he can't play when Joel Embiid is playing, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not surprised. It's almost like clockwork. The two things happen with Ben Simmons. A, he becomes more aggressive around this time of the year. It's his push to the All-Star game. You know, he wants to start putting up numbers, and he wants to be hot going into the voting time so that he can certainly get voted in there, because prior to this time, he's more passive. We're yelling about that he's not aggressive enough. So he gets aggressive in January almost annually. And it just so happens that this January, Embiid is injured, so it allows Ben, it's going to allow him to string together even more games like this, because Embiid is not there to restrict the area in which Ben can operate. Not only the area in where he operates down low, but also getting out and running out on the fast break.
Which is where he's at his best.
Which is what he likes to do also. Yep. So I'm not surprised at it. This is what Ben looks like when Joel Embiid doesn't play.
A lot of times.
The problem is, if we're talking about titles, you need him to play like this when Joel is out there. While at the same time, Joel needs to look like an all-NBA player.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. Yeah, it's not good when they look good separately.
No, I know. I don't view yesterday as being like, we'll see that.
Yeah,
yesterday was not a good thing for me, because A, it shows you just how inconsistent he can be. Mm-hmm. He can pick and choose when he wants to be aggressive.
That's what it does. It shows you what he can do when he does choose to be aggressive.
You remember the 38-point game by Embiid after he got called out by Shaq and Charles?
Yep. Right? Against Boston.
And that was infuriating, because it's like, oh, so it took two Hall of Famers calling you out
yes.
for you to actually show up and play like your hair's on fire,
yes.
right? So the two best games of the year by the two star players have made me mad after both wins.
Mm-hmm. Because this is the type of potential we know you have. You just don't show it regularly. But also with Ben, it just validates, in my opinion, those of us who feel that it's difficult for them to play together. Like, obviously, Ben looks better when Joel's not in the lineup. His best playoff game came in what? Game 3 up in Brooklyn when Embiid didn't play. It was a 31-32 point game from Ben Simmons in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It was also after Jared Dudley had basically said Ben was self-checked.
Yep.
So, again, it took for somebody to and prod you to get you to play like this.
Yeah, that's not good.
So this is what frustrates fans. But I just enjoyed Twitter yesterday because, oh, man, the Ben Simmons crowd.
All the Andrew Porter road shows.
Oh, man.
I saw it.
It was on full display yesterday.
I saw
it. I love it when it's on full display because they don't realize, yeah, this is what frustrates people with Ben.
Simmons. The Ben Simmons lovers were like, see? Meanwhile, a guy like me that actually likes Ben is like, what do you mean, see? Like, why can't he be like this all the time?
Right.
I mean, Jesus. And one thing you said, then we'll move on, is the All-Star push thing. I remember you saying it last year, and damn, did he not become a different player leading up to the All-Star game, right? And it's happening again this year.
He did it his rookie year. It just didn't work out for him.
Dude,
he didn't get voted in.
It's amazing, and there's no doubt in my mind that there's something to it. Even if he doesn't realize it, even if it's subconsciously that he's doing it, he becomes a different player. I mean, because think about it. If you're an All-Star voter and you're watching basketball on Martin Luther King Day and you're like, well, damn, Ben Simmons had 34, 12, and 12 and 5 steals and 2 blocks. Like, wow, what a great game. Next time you're on there voting, you may say his name.
He was barely averaging 15 points. And it looked like – now he's giving you, what, 4 or 5 straight games of 20-plus points?
And you know what the other thing is? Taking 14 free throws is amazing.
It's amazing.
Because he didn't even try.
Yes.
He could – see, that's the thing. You're never going to go 12 for 14 every night. But you can sure as hell take double-digit free throws when you're that damn big every night.
As big as he is and aggressive as he is with the ball at times, particularly in the open court, and he plays at the rim – he should go to the free throw line 10 times a night.
He doesn't play for contact.
Easily 10 times a night.
It's easier to play for contact when you're playing a 4 or a 5, which is what he's playing without Embiid in there.
Yep.
And the Sixers look like a different team. So there's that. There's also the trade rumor, and we know the Sixers are looking for help, as they should be. And this trade rumor actually has me excited. Derrick Rose to the 76ers. Now,
D-Rose, huh?
The Lakers are interested. Apparently, some other teams are interested. So, you know what I do when I'm interested in what's going on? I listen on the radio.com app to our sister station in whatever city this is happening. So, you know what I was doing this morning when I was driving in? I was listening to the morning show on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. And they got to be wrong. Because what they were saying about Derrick Rose – so, by the way, Derrick Rose is signed to a 2-year, $15 million contract. Mm-hmm. He's more or less he's kind of a sixth man up there, but he's been scoring points. He's been shooting at a high percentage. He's shooting over 50% on the season, Derrick Rose. They're also not a good team, and someone's got to score those points. But the shooting percentage is high. They were more or less saying, yeah, if we get a first-round pick back from Philly, they were talking specifically about the Sixers. They said, and these are radio hosts, not Ed Stefanski who's running the team up there, but they said a first-round draft pick for Derrick Rose would be a great trade. And my reaction to that is, where the hell do I sign up for that?
Yeah.
He can help in the fourth quarter. He can be a guy that takes shots at the end of the game. He can be kind of your closer, one of the guys that can be a closer. He'd be your closer.
Yeah. I'm with it. It's Derrick freaking Rose.
You like the idea or love
it? Yes. Love the
idea. I love the idea. Jack Fritz, you love the idea?
I like what Ben's been doing recently with the point guard on the floor, and I think he'd obviously be better than Trey Burke. He'd be a way huge upgrade to the Trey Burke role.
Ben playing off the ball is good. Now
he's been a really good roller too. So if he can get him going in the pick and roll, everything would be great.
He also has to realize that in transition, Ben likes to have the ball and he's very good. So Derrick Rose also likes that too. So they would have to. He'd have to realize what he's also walking into.
You're going to get Derrick Rose for a reason. Ben, get the hell out of the way, Ben Simmons. After the All-Star game, Ben's not going to care anyway.
What would you be willing to trade?
After the All-Star game, Ben's not going to care about touches and shots. He's going to get a ball to Derrick Rose faster than Derrick Rose wants it.
What would you be willing to trade? I do not believe the Pistons give him up for just like the 25th or the 26th pick in the draft. I don't think a first-round draft pick alone.
Why not?
Well, because I think there's other teams.
Derrick Rose is 31 years old.
But I think there's other teams out there that may be willing to give more. The Lakers don't have a lot of first-round picks because they've already traded them, and you can't trade your pick in consecutive years.
Yeah, the Lakers aren't. They're not going to give up Kyle Kuzma.
They're not, no.
So the Lakers don't have anything to give up.
Would you put Zaire in the deal?
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
still waiting on a guy that we should have never drafted two years ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And I said it 2 years ago, and he still hasn't played.
So let's trade him and a draft pick and goodbye.
Yeah, and a first-round pick. Go right ahead.
Yeah, all right. So we're on the same page. You'd be willing to do something like that.
Man, yes.
All right, good.
We already missed out on Hoodie Mello. And look what he's doing.
Mike, I'm telling you, man, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Wish they had him instead of Mike Scott.
Exactly.
Yeah, Mike Scott stinks.
Yeah, listen. Give me the old head that does nothing, doesn't want to do anything but score.
Yep.
That's what we need. I mean, we got enough defensive players. We got enough defensive players. I need me a Lou Williams. That's what Derrick Rose would be.
Lou
Williams.
I always bring up Lou Williams. He would be the next best thing because you're not getting Lou Williams.
He's playing 26 minutes a night in Detroit.
Look at his game logs. He scored 20 or more points here pretty much for the whole month.
He's playing 26 minutes a night. That's 6 minutes a quarter.
And you save him up for the fourth.
Yeah.
He's playing the last 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
You're getting, at least right now, Feibel would be out of the game. You're going offense and defense. Ben's always staying out there.
Or you at least have another option. You got to score. You got a guy that can get his own shot.
It almost seems too easy. I mean, this is what I say about that trade. Do it, man.
Yeah.
Do it.
Go get him.
Back to the phones. Frank actually wants to talk about the 76ers. Frankie, what's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Frank.
What's up,
Frank? Just want to say I'm a truck driver. I love getting sent out to the tri-state area just to listen to you guys' show. I don't even like baseball, but I'll listen to you guys talk about the Phillies. But
awesome.
But yeah, going back to the Sixers, I was listening earlier where a lot of people were saying, and I think you too, where you're not going to get the same value on trade for Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons is probably my favorite player personally on the Sixers. But even though him and Embiid are both top 20, 25 players in the league, that's just not a combination that's going to gel together. It's just like Westbrook and Harden right now, where they're just never going to work out. You know, like they don't complement each other at all. So I feel like I would be willing to part ways with Ben Simmons, even though I like him more than Embiid, but Embiid's a harder player to come by, and I feel like you'd be better off. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's better to build your team around than Ben Simmons.
Well, I mean, in theory, you're right. He is. But then the more he gets injured, and at least for me, I'm down on Joel Embiid. I don't know, Frank, honestly, I don't know what the hell to do. Right, it's easy for me to say trade Joel Embiid because you can get more back. Sixers aren't going to trade him. You just know they're not going to trade him, right? And then Ben Simmons.
I don't think you can get more back.
What?
Because what it would cost.
Embiid.
Yeah, what it would cost to get Embiid is too much.
Yeah, no,
So I don't think you would get more back in return for Embiid. The problem with Ben Simmons is who would want Ben Simmons' skill set in today's game.
Well, it's maybe a team that we feel like it's a better match. I mean, I think it's as simple as they're just not good. Ben and Joel currently constructed what their games are not a good match for each other.
Yeah, and I think you got two very good players that don't necessarily complement each other's game.
Mm-mm.
Right? It doesn't complement each other's game. I'm not going to get into bashing Ben because his game is what it is. I look at more of, are they going to be able to play together to win? It's less about how good are either player. I think they're both good at what they do. Their basketball games, in my opinion, don't complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. So now you're saying, can you win a championship with these two together and trying to build a team around them? That's what you're trying to figure out, right? Or would they both be best served on having teams built around them individually?
Right.
Like, would Ben be best served being around a bunch of shooters?
Yes.
Having his team built around him?
Yes.
Without Embiid?
Even if – you know what he – I think he's best if he's your five, more or less, your four, your five, and you have shooters all over the over the court.
However you want to use
him. He's your point forward in transition. He's tough to stop. Because where is he best offensively? By the basket.
Yeah, and in the open court.
No, I mean, 1,000%. There's no doubt about it. It's just, right now, it's easy to make the case that if you had a different type of player, like Jimmy Butler. If you had Jimmy Butler instead of Ben Simmons, we both agree this is a better team for this year.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean
– Well, I think it would be a better team for the next three, four, five years.
Yeah, it just I worry about Ben developing lot more than
But you would have a title with Jimmy Butler here.
Maybe you would. Back to Andy Reid. Let's go to Brooks in Northeast Philly. Brooks, how are you?
Hey guys, what's up, guys?
How are you?
What's up, Brooks? It's like Brooks from Shawshank Redemption.
As long as Brett Brown, coach.
Yep.
As long as Brett Brown, coach, the Sixers ain't winning nothing. All right, now I got that out of the way. Hey, listen, I just got a news. A sports alert that Andy Reid is stopping us from getting one of his coaches. If that's the case, then you know what? No, I don't want to win no Super Bowl.
Oh.
I gave that man 15 years of my life. 15 freaking years of my life. And you telling me you're going to stop us from getting one of your coaches? You should be giving us your coaches.
Which one of y'all want? He gave us one already,
Brooks. He's trying to sabotage us, Ike.
He gave us a coach already, didn't he?
So if you don't know what we're talking about, Mike Kafka, who's the former Eagle quarterback, he's the quarterback's coach of the Chiefs, and the Eagles were thought to be interested in interviewing him for the offensive coordinator's job. But Andy Reid, before they even officially asked for permission to interview him, Andy Reid, according to a report that's out there, Mike Garofalo said, don't even bother asking because he's not interviewing. I'm blocking it. You can block your coach from going there, and that's what he did.
Hey, son, man, I want him to get trashed. I gave him 15 years of my life. You kidding me? Are you serious?
Hold on,
no,
Brooks. He sent you a coach. Sent you a coach that won you a Super Bowl.
It's an offensive coordinator to help that dude out. I don't care. 15 years of my life. You mean to tell me you're gonna block us from getting a coach? No, I hope the 49ers trash. Get out of here.
All right.
You have a good day.
There he is, Brooks.
Man.
This is the best case root against Andy I've heard all week.
Right.
So
I'm like, he's already sent us one coach.
Here's a guy that actually won the Super Bowl. Here's kind of more important than Mike Kafka, I'd say.
Right.
Damn, Andy. That's it. I'm not rooting for him. So here's a thought on Kafka, right? The reason why they can block him is it's considered more of a lateral move, because even though he'd be going from quarterback's coach to the offensive coordinator, he wouldn't be calling the plays. So that's how he's able to block him. And he says, no, it's a lateral move. You can't go. It's the same thing Jeffrey Lurie did to John DeFilippo and the Jets. The owner blocked him. And at the time, the talk was, wow, that's not something that Doug Peterson would probably be very happy about, because you want your assistant coaches to be promoted. But Andy Reid, so I'm wondering if Kafka actually said, Andy, I'm not interested in going. And Andy said, well, I'll just say that I'm going to block the interview. That way it doesn't make Kafka look bad, like he turned it down or something. I don't know. It just seems strange that Andy would block it.
No, it doesn't seem strange.
Yeah, but I was just told that what Jeffrey Lurie did just a couple years ago, what Jeffrey Lurie did blocking DeFilippo was like, oh, you shouldn't block him. You should allow your coach to go to another spot and interview and get that promotion. I just thought it seemed strange.
Like that would be a nice thing to do. Yeah, but then we have to realize what this business is all about. Why am I allowing a strength of my team to be taken away to strengthen another person's team?
Right.
Right? Like, and quite frankly, Andy allowing Doug or urging Doug to be hired here, he took a part of his coaching staff away for the benefit of the Eagles.
Yeah, and a head coach is different than going to what's closer to a lateral move.
But still, he was the one who pushed Doug Peterson to the Eagles. The Eagles weren't looking for Doug Peterson. Right. You feel me? So at the urging of Andy Reid, he's already given you a coach. I say that to say, coaches want to keep their own coaches on their staff. If you watch that Bill Belichick, Nick Saban documentary, and one of the things Nick Saban says is, yeah, how I allow you, I promote you, or I promote you as a head coach to another organization, and you're going to come back and take coaches off my staff? No, go build your own staff.
Right, you should be thanking me for endorsing
you. Exactly.
Right.
That's the word I'm looking for, endorsing. I endorse you for another position. You don't turn around and take people off my staff.
And weaken me, yeah.
Yeah, and weaken my staff.
Yeah.
So that's a loyalty thing, right? So Andy is saying, no, and I may make Mike Kafka my offensive coordinator next year if Eric Bieniemy gets a head coaching job next year.
Right.
Now I can promote Mike Kafka up my coaching ranks.
Here's the other thing. He may not think there's another guy in the wings that would be able to take over like Mike Kafka would.
Yes.
Like, he groomed Kafka.
He's
That's why he's the quarterback coach.
Yes.
He's grooming him to be the next guy. No, you're so right. I mean,
Andy groomed Doug.
Andy groomed Doug. He groomed Matt Nagy.
Yes.
He's trying to groom Eric Bieniemy.
Yes.
Well, believe me, in a playoff game, Eric Bieniemy is calling plays, and it's right on camera.
Yes.
You know why he's doing that? Because he's trying to do right with the guy because it's – Oh,
and he wants him as a head coach somewhere. He
the knock on him was he didn't call plays. So what's he doing in the playoff game?
So he's letting him call plays.
He's calling plays.
Yes. He's trying to trying to get his – but he wants his own coaching tree.
Yes.
Right?
He has it now.
He's saying if I let you go get a head coaching job somewhere else, you don't take coaches off my staff.
Right.
To weaken my staff. I can't fault Andy Reid for not allowing the Eagles.
I do not.
to interview Mike Kafka.
Yeah, I don't want Mike Kafka anyway. 888-729-9494. What do you know about Mike Kafka? What do I know?
That he quarterbacked at Northwestern.
Just hire somebody, and that's what we'll talk about on the other side.
Yes, I want to get into this.
What
yes.
the hell is going on?
I don't like this. I think it could be a potential issue. I really do. Maybe I'm overreacting, but...
Well, I don't think it's a good thing that everybody keeps falling.
Put it that way, yes, yes. You're not going to sell me that this is a good thing.
All right, so that's coming up next. More on the Andy Reid conversation as well. And at 4 o'clock, it is the 2-year anniversary of the NFC Championship game, and Jack has the montage that we will play at 4 o'clock. That's all coming up next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP, don't go anywhere. And let's talk about getting a car in the new year from... Get a car. That's right. Get it with two T's. GETTACAR. GetACar.com. It's what you do in 2020. It's what I would do for a new car, right? You don't want to go to the dealership or the bad popcorn and wait for hours and you feel like you're getting ripped off. Get a car. Go to the website right now. The experience is amazing. Find the car that you like. You'll find it at the lowest price. The selection's amazing. And then they'll bring the car to you. They'll bring it to your home. They'll bring it to your work. You can test drive in your own neighborhood. And the best part, if you don't like it, you can say goodbye. Bye-bye, get a car. If you do like it, keep it. But then you still have a full 7 days, and you can return it for a full refund. It's an amazing company, an amazing website, getacar.com, GETTACAR.com. It's the way to buy a car in 2020, best selection, best prices, and they bring the car to you to test drive it. Getacar.com, GETTACAR.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.